Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you.
Praying about grace. Then on Wednesday, so I started with mercy. I went to grace. The next day we are looking at favor. Listen, there are a lot of things in this life and that we don't know. Some of us who are grown, we feel we know certain things. There are a lot of things we don't know. The Bible says that favor does not necessarily come to men of skill. So there are people who have PhD, but they are not necessarily. There is something that makes favor come to this one and leave this one.
Yeah, will be a ma eradine ni mutie eba will be so na kwa bibi ebi ma we na kwa bibi.
A king says, "I want to marry."
Oh, he say me person me worry.
Bring all the young girls in.
Mebunu a ewo mikromu ina mebunu awa
swawari. Bring young girls, beautiful ones.
Swawari wana huo fe.
We have people who believe on ojinihundi.
Yes, so we are knows they are beautiful.
Feeling him. When they are walking, crying.
On anti autumn say we onimse onwa nimse ni huo fe.
The way you hear me,
send on yene nimse ni on anti ojinihundi say onimse ni huo.
All those people came.
Sankrofoni ina bay.
And Esther also came.
Ena Esther and Subai.
They said anything you want to bath.
Yes, see, if you want,
even if you want loving that to bath, we'll give you love.
They will hear man hunam
perfume.
The
king will see you for only one night.
And I do back open now because in him. Those
who are bathed, they will pour perfume from the top of their
head.
Those who do that. When Esther was going,
Esther Kono.
She went to the keeper of the girls. He's called Hegai.
In Chewana, and they share money in our
say Hegai.
What's it?
Hegai wants me to do, I'll do.
The upper semi, no, 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 me.
Hegai said,
Hegai say,
do A, B.
Oh, dear, yeah, I bet they say,
yes, she called her people and she fasted.
And our friend Kofono.
When she appeared, as soon as she appeared to the king,
or call him in any no.
The king said, this I like.
Oh, he didn't see we manage
home. This one. I stopped the whole thing. The rest who have not come. The interview cry is over. Yeah, we are finished. There was a lady, Ophelini Hun number one.
I'm yet to come.
He said, we don't need you. The king has already chosen.
We need to be here.
The Bible says when Esther stood there, when the king saw him, favor. This week we are believing God. Anywhere you go, may favor locate you. May favor identify you. May favor surround you. Before I even preach, 2 Chronicles 26:15. Second Chronicles. I want to prophesy to someone. I want to prophesy to someone. Tell it, this world is
amazing.
This world is a very interesting. There was a particular king who came to Israel.
Now, he be over Israel.
He reigned for a long time. But the Bible talks about this king. He wasn't successful because he was brilliant.
And yes, he wasn't successful
because he was intelligent. Even intelligence is a good thing. The Bible tells us why he was successful. Because at the latter part of this verse, 26:15, it says, and his name spread far. For he was what? Marvelously helped. God helped him marvelous. God said, this one, receive my help. When God helps you,
hey,
I said, when God helps you, oh, your name will go far. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All you need is God's help. He was marvelous. His help was marvelous. Marvelous is one of the adjectives we use to describe things. When somebody is marvelously helped, it means that they could have said, for he was helped by God. That would even have been enough. But the writer put the description there. It was a marvelous. It reminds me of a story I just read about. Just some few weeks ago. The young man who sang that song we've been singing.
Abranti or two sang me. Or two sang me.
See how far you've brought. How many of you know that song? Let me tell you how God helped. He said one day he was doing something at home. And then he was electrocuted. Do you understand electrocuted? Electricity. He said
that
shocked him. And his body was shaking. The family members were there, but they didn't know. You see, because electricity, if the person is electric, you go, it will add you. In broken English, they go take you join them.
So,
those people who help people who are electrocuted, they use stick. He said, somehow they managed to use something. They touched him for the thing. They carried him to hospital. The doctor said, if he had stayed in that electrocution for one more minute,
doctor, they say, 80 minutes back up,
he would have gone. While he was in the hospital recuperating, and a song came to him. See how far you've brought.
Was it champagne saw the medu?
I'm so glad. That's how he wrote the song. Do you know what happened to that song? Let me tell you the story of that song. So he showed a video.
Now watch a video.
In the video,
he
took those of us who were watching the video
to
where he used to stay. His whole family, they're about 6 or 7. They stayed in one room. He showed us the room. The one, when they say one room, it means that father, mother, brother, sister,
everybody stays in that room.
Then they show the couch, the chair in which he used to sleep.
Said,
this is the chair. He even sat on it in a video. But when God helps you, marvelous. In the same video, he came to carry the whole family. Took them to a new place. Bought a house for the whole house. Everybody has his room.
Bedroom.
Fully furnished house. That one, when we are describing it, we say he was marvelously helped. Is in Nigeria, or this thing I'm saying is on the internet.
We are aware of internet. So
you don't need to go to Canada to be marvelous. You don't need to travel to the US to be marvelous. If you do the right thing right here, God will help you marvelously. May you be marvelously helped. I said, may you be marvelously helped. He changed the sleeping place of the whole family.
Was it said, Busuani? Now, on that,
what I like about the video,
the age of pet video, no one said,
was how his parents, his sisters were so happy.
Senena, neja, nena, na wofo, be any age.
And then the Nigerians, and when you do something for
so, yeah, baby, man, Nigerian, yeah,
they will bless you.
Ubishraw.
They started blessing
him. He said,
brother, you will live long.
Your
children's children will never suffer. They spoke blessing.
Nigeria
bless,
so.
Hey! And a lot of Ghanaians know how to insult. Anyway, they know how to bless.
When him send Yeshua.
They know how to bless. Our people, we know how to the other one. But let's learn to bless. Let it be well with you. May you see the goodness of the Lord on your face. May the lines fall for you in pleasant places. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Marvelously helped. King Uzziah was marvelously helped. And I pray that for the rest of this year, you will also receive marvelous
help.
James chapter 1 verse 17. I'm speaking on the topic stewardship of our gifts and talents.
So for ewo and nipa we mu
stewardship
any achedia
of our gifts and our talents.
So beye so for and now beye so for pa.
I'm not necessarily speaking about spiritual gifts.
Yen kan hu maduma achedia ho
as talking about gifts abilities. Yen
kan achedia any nipa nyoma wutumi ye
the natural abilities.
Aye hunamu nyoma wutumi ye any nipa bi ewo mu.
We started at the beginning of the month.
Yes, I see. I so many no.
And we're sharing about stewardship.
Now, yeah, yes, so be
everything belongs to God.
Now, but we are so for
everything comes from God.
Bibi every young punch.
And all we are is that we are caretakers.
Yeah, and it's a yeah, she be be
so God has given to us.
Yeah, what dear my no, and I yeah,
so we looked at the stewardship of resources.
He said, yeah,
the resources God has given us.
Finances,
wealth.
We look
at the stewardship
of
our time. Time is one of the most powerful resources God has given to us. And we look at how we must be proper, godly, effective, godly stewards
of our time also.
And this morning we are going to speak about being stewards of our gifts, abilities, our talents. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Our opening scripture says, every good gift and every perfect gift. Please take note of them. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from where?
Every
is from above.
And
and cometh down from the Father of
lights,
with whom is no variableness,
neither
shadow of turning. And everybody said,
amen.
Ephesians 4, 7. Every good gift. Every gift. And every perfect gift. There is no gift that you have that came from yourself. You can't even make a gift yourself. There are interesting genetics. I remember when I was taught genetics. Maybe let me use the chance. If you are here, can you roll your tongue?
So how touch them will be to me
like the way I've done it. Just do your tongue like it. There are people who can do it.
It be moon to me will touch them
and it's not because of anything you have done. It's just that you can't.
And ye be a wire, yes, you moja moon to me ye.
It's simple cra.
Yes, soon to me, oh yeah.
No, not that way, the other way.
This is the FD.
You can't do it.
See, uh-huh.
There are people who can do this.
But there
are people who cannot do this. It's a simple thing. It looks very simple. If you can do it, it's simple to you. But if you can't do it, then it becomes a challenge. I'm talking about this. I just did this.
Stay tuned. The message continues after this break.
I believe in the power of prayer. Praise the Lord. Our next Ladies of Purpose interdenominational meeting comes up this Saturday, 12 July 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Conference Hall of Najee's Angels Educational Center, Santasian Unim. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women, Part 2, Judges chapter 5, verse 7. Ministering, Reverend Mrs. Rita Adanuvo. Please don't miss it. Come and have a fresh encounter with Jesus and receive a touch that will change your life. See you there.
Welcome back.
You see, these are simple things.
Well, I mean, you may be a
every good gift. If it was a gift,
say a chedia
to be able to do this.
We
then every good gift comes from where?
If you go
the people here, if you see you do it, oh,
what?
It's interesting.
If you never see him,
these are genetics. Genetic traits, factors, and so
on.
Some people can do, some cannot
do.
Some can roll their tongue, some cannot roll their tongue. In the same way, God has given different gifts to everybody. So somebody can do something, but you can't. But you too, you can do something that somebody cannot. Everybody has a gifting from God. There is nobody who has no gift. Let's talk about the first gift. It says, but unto every one of us
is
giving grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
So
the first gift that God has given to the whole of mankind is the gift of who?
Jesus
Christ. So Jesus Christ is a gift
from
God
to you.
Even Jesus, he's a gift.
Yes, Christ will cry.
And from him come all other gifts.
Na efri ni muno na achedie papa akaina eba.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see the simple things I did, rolling Usa on the tongue,
yoma,
doing the hands like this. They are others. But not everybody can do
it. Enyo obi ano to me.
And some of them, when you can do them, you can go to BGT.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yes, Britain's Got Talent. Because the people who go there, they are using their gifts. Okay,
or they were
let me not jump ahead of myself. So, Jesus is the gift of God to all of us. The most important thing to learn
about
how we can be effective stewards of the gifts God has given to us.
Because
everybody has a gift.
Is
that number one?
Just
note it down. You need to discover the gifts.
It
is not written on your forehead. That would have been easy. Like when you were born, one, no, you can write books. You can do choreography. It's written on your forehead.
But
the gifts God has given through Jesus Christ to everybody, they're inside. And so the first thing is that we need to discover them. Okay, so let me quickly give you five quick ways in which you can discover the gift that God has put inside you. Somebody say, me, I don't have any gift. Everybody has
a gift.
If you can't see any gift, it's because you have not discovered it. Number one, if you want to know the gift God has given you, ask the people around you. Not those who lie.
People who are truthful.
People who care about you. Ask the people around you. What can you see any gift in me? What gift or talent do you
think?
Yeah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Number one, ask the people around you. Most of the time, they are the ones who can point you to your gift.
That's
if you have honest, truthful people around you.
As
the people around you.
Number two,
Look for the things that are easy for you to do.
We are
talking about how to discover your gift.
When
I say somebody should come and hop,
stand
on one leg for 5 minutes right now. I'll let some people fall down here. But somebody will come and
because
the person has a natural flair for dance, for choreography. But others, when they come, they'll be doing
this.
That's not their, it's not their talent. So one of the ways to discover what gifts are in you
is to look at the things
you find very easy to do.
There
are some children, even at age 8,
they
can play with hair.
You
can't come and hold my hair because there's nothing to hold. But they, what if your hair is long?
So
they will hold it.
And
there are some who are 58. When you give them the hair,
and you tear bono, and
they don't know what to do with it.
And yanni chefa, unim ni odi, unim sene.
To complete hair,
obi to be botri.
To somebody is easy.
Obi emre also ne tear body anything. Fa fini bra, chiche musi. Yeah,
so how did you see the nature child doing that before?
Oh, my friend be crying.
It's easy for them. They are people.
Obi owa emre mano.
They find certain things very easy to.
Emre mano.
There's a lady who sings.
Mami bi tuyum.
She ministers powerfully.
Nigeria.
She's called Sumisola. If you have noticed her singing, even with Joe Metal, she can actually squat like this and be singing. Try it and see. It is the most awkward position to take when you are singing. But when you are singing, you sing from here. But she can squat. When I say squat, I mean sit on her thighs and her legs like this, and be singing and moving. And what do they call that
thing?
When you are
pitching,
it's easy for her. You do the thing. You are not squatting. You are standing. Enukra.
Enukra. The ugu na honso. Emma.
Enukra.
Yadi semkoni tuha. Now so they are tuha. Yadi tuha. Now they are tuha.
So, the things that are easy for
Enyo
you
ma
to
embre,
do.
Saube.
Give you an indication of the gifts.
I'm showing you
how to discover your gifts.
Number three,
how to discover your gifts. What do you enjoy doing? Some people enjoy cooking. Some weeks back, somebody was telling me, a young lady, she's a student. She just likes cooking. She can stand in the kitchen the whole day and be cooking. For her friends. May you be one of her friends. She cooks for her friends to come
in.
She enjoys cooking. So anything you enjoy doing, is one of the things that is
and
a gift
that God has given.
Anything you don't enjoy doing may not necessarily be your gift. Please, if you are married, don't go home and go and say, "Pastor said anything you enjoy. Me, I don't enjoy cooking, so my husband, I
don't."
Whether you enjoy it or not, you will cook. Number four. We are talking about discovering your gifts. If you want to discover your gift, sometimes you need to go outside your comfort zone and do other things. And then number five. Look at the things you spend your money on. Look, there are people, they spend all their money buying certain things because they use it for various things. When you follow your money, always goes with your money follows where you are giving. There are other ways, but those are just five simple ways that we can use. to discover our gifts.
Well, we say, oh, me dear.
When we were younger. Please, can you look at me? You see, there are some parents.
Maybe
the man wanted to be a doctor.
Papa ne pesa oye doctor.
Unfortunately, he was not able. So when he gave birth, he said, "Me baba ye doctor." He said, "I will move heaven and move earth." You are forcing your child into a mold that he
will be.
So when we came to first year, one of my mates came. He had, those days we wrote A level. He had 3 A's. It's like getting 8 A's. He had 3 A's. There were 3 major subjects.
Subjects.
The father said, "Me, I wanted to be a doctor." So they forced him first year. He failed all his subjects. I believe he intentionally failed.
This message continues same time tomorrow. I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, "Heavenly Father, today, I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen." If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us, and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you. Nobody greater than you.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Our next Ladies of Purpose interdenominational meeting comes up this Saturday, 12 July 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Conference Hall of Najee's Angels Educational Center, Santasian Unim. Theme: Where Are God's Mighty Women? Part 2, Judges chapter 5, verse 7. Ministering: Reverend Mrs. Rita Adanuvo. Please don't miss it. Come and have a fresh encounter with Jesus and receive a touch that will change your life. See you there.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp SC Poetry Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420-32997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.